This day 1585 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today's Aruch Shulchan Yomi is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef HaKohen, Rabbi Eliezer Cohen, whose yahrzeit is this week. Rabbi Cohen was one of the major rabbeim of my wife in high school in Detroit, and also one of the rabbonim who was a role model and a posek for the Schreiber family, my in-laws. And Lahavdil ben Chaim L'Chaim, my brother-in-law and sisters-in-law growing up in Detroit. And he had a tremendous hashpah on thousands of Talmidim and Talmidos, and his neshama should have an aliyah. Today we're doing Yoredeya, Simen Shin Chav Dalet, Sifir Aleph to Yud Zayin. These five types of grain joined together to make the shear of chalashim embis and chamishim zvorim. Chamishim mitzvahs only has five quarters of these five grains. They join together. Bamedvar mudi, we mentioned many of them: wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. When it's true, when you mix them as a flour and knead them together, where even you knead each one separately, but then you knead it all together until it became one dough. But if you kneaded each one separately, and there's no shear unless you join them all together, and you connect, literally glue one dough to the other, but cuts the same on their edges, tibu koshu, with just a symbolic type of connection, koshu, oshinosim sal echad, or if you put in one basket, which is an eight, so we're going to talk about when you get simchin chafei, mitstarfa zuluzu ozen shvin echad. Then those are the same type joined together. Avo mishne minim em mitstarfos lo benishu, but the two minim don't join together. Lo benishu, not even if they're biting, which is a stronger foreign connection. Lo betziu of sal, nor even if they are joined together by the basket. El belish biyachad, they must be kneaded together. You base me and mao min bemino. What does min bemino? It's a bit complicated. Hachidim em mitstarfos ela im ha kusmin. Chitim only joined together with kusmin, which I recall correctly is spelt. V'nei kusmin who mean a chitim gam mina certain, because spelt is a type of wheat type, also a type of barley. Chen kusmin started to call echol v'echol kusmin joined together with each with both with each of them, all of them, each one of them. V'asorim mitstarfim mitstarfos im kol lebad mina chitim achitim, and barley joins together with everything except with wheat. V'shifon, which is why we start im asorim with a barley kusmin and spelt v'loim shulashul chitim, not with oatmeal and with oat and with chitim and wheat shulashul and wheat oat. Mitzarev imasorim kusmin joins together with barley and with spelt v'loim chitim shivon, and not with wheat and with rye. But Rambam pasuk the kusmin shivon shulam mitzarev imasorim kusmin says that Rambam pasuk said spelt and oat and rye joined together. The bracket says here the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's filling came and Mishnah breaks down Mishnah base because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds this way. But filling the Rambam lo poy tanakama and the Rambam also did not argue tanakama came before by Gemara. Since it seems to be a case where pesachim daf lamine yishbol shol v'shifon, that oats and rye means orinane, they are type of barley v'shavin name, and they are equal. Duke. Obviously very complicated. There's a question, but Chumas Tanan, then we learn Chumas Per base. Koshu be kilayim, koshu be kilayim, chaber loy chom yizel zeh. Anything which is kilayim with something else, you should not make chuma for take chuma for one or the other. Bechidim kusin have kilayim, and wheat and spelt are kilayim. V'chein tzorim kusmin, and so do barley and spelt. V'chein tzorim shim, and so do barley and rye. K'nam reish kilayim, like it says, it says kilayim. Why is chuma then chalim and chuma then menoshuch? When it bites, the doughs bite each other. You can set aside from one on the other, but learning loshuch yachad, they're not kneaded together. Number Yushami Yeshim Neisha Isa Zamazazal. Yushami says because their the physical appearance of the doughs is similar to each other. Each one is not is less than shear. Shapir osa hanishul chios and achas. The biting makes them one. Amrim bemes yeshir chal b'zev shir chal b'zev. But if taka each one has only independent shir chal, bemes emit stari. If taka doesn't join together, lean shapir shmisel zeh. That they should be able to separate from the other kosher and kilayim zebzeh as long as each one is kilayim in the other one. Chitim aim is tarvizim achas man. Therefore, chitim don't join together with any one of them. Ve'aim arvishim chitim alayim don't do, can't separate from chitim on them. Lo mehena chitim not for them. Chitim kusin shifa arvishim zebzeh kusin shifa. You can the was belt and the rye you can separate from each other. Chen kushivo shua v'sorim so from oats and barley arvishim zebzeh chen pasuk tuva shirach si beis. Achas yeshir shir of echa achas aimba, and if one has the shir and one does not have the shir, it's tar kamo b'shem shem shir. They join together as if they both don't have a shir. You start for a chacham mina pachas mikashir, and this is actually in a brackets, but it's brackets without the Rashi print. I have to assume that's a typo. It's supposed to be in Rashi print, I assume. Then you start for a chacham mina, and in terms of you're going to join afterwards from the same min pachas mikashir. Less than a shear, lo tisai im zusha kvar niftar, can't join together that which is already exempted, apriya frasha ma'isa shesh book a shear, based on setting aside from the dough which had a shear. In other words, you can afterwards go back. Well, it's taken off challah, it's taken off challah, obviously. That's the taz. Really, the average of Elsa Shishba Kashir, it seems to me, says, or should take off from the one which has the Kashir. If Torah says, Shayim Bakashir, and exempt that which does not have the Shir. Avlevish Mizu Shayim Bakashir, which is not set aside from one which does not have a Shir. If Torah says, Shayim Bakashir, to exempt that which does not have the Shir, that one which does have the Shir. The game of Shiloh Tzricha, since he doesn't need it, the larger dough. Only for our fresh zusha and bashir, it's not exempted by the taking off from the one which has doesn't have the measure, proper measure. Chosek shenushuchos yachad, if they're biting each other. Loki, if not, elam shaychos zazu, they have no connection to each other. If you mix a measure from one dough with a measure of another dough which is not its type, you divide them afterwards, and you add it on, then afterwards each one it's a kav of its type. Chay b'chala, it's chay b'chala. Came shul istarfik shemurovin disdain joined together when they're mixed. And we have kav kemach mimin acher al das l'chalko. But then if you mix together a kav of flour with a kav of flour, a different mean on the, with the assumption goes right up. First you call echad rova hakav mimino. Then you add it on each one. A rova hakav of its own mean potter akam l'shono, you exempt. That's the end quote from the Rama. What does he mean? Beard varv. He means like as follows. The kam is simin shin chavav. Later on, simin shin chavav. In the Steve Vav, these bars going to come clear. The Babais Echad, one person, Shalosh Chamesha Savoim Shamanas Chalko, if he mixes together five quarters on. With the assumption, with the condition that he's going to divide up, chay v'chal, it's chay v'chal. Lomani mashia b'tay v'chal. In fact, he doesn't want to divide up. Doesn't take away the chiyuv. Came just by because the shalosh klamim biyachach kulam starvin zemze. And since we learned previously that if you need all the types together, the army starf. But if you do not need them together, but you brought them together by biting. Aim itself, Elamin Bamino, only joins together each species in its corresponding species. Kafi Adim Shizbaro, according to the complex parameters which we described. Zemar, therefore, says, Erev Kav Chimisim Kav Acher, mix together a measure of a dough from with another measure. Shalosh Kav Chim Yatsu, in other words, you needed a measure of Chitim by itself. Kav Sarim Bif Yatsu, and a measure of Surim by itself. She'en Kol Chalad, She'er Chalad, each one doesn't have the measure of Chalad. Aflim, even at the Neshicha, even if you mix them, not by actually mixing the doughs, but by biting. And then you divide them afterwards. And you add then a measure of wheat to the wheat. Then as chamesh zavoyim, so it became the proper measure of challah. Rova from the sermon, and a measure of the barley, so it became the proper measure of challah. So the only two mikodim shichotzen they said they became exempt when they were biting each other. But we mixed a measure of flour. flour, with a measure of flour from a different type, and then kneaded them together. They became chayim chayim. Therefore, after you buy afterwards, you see called a rova. I add each one a rova. It's potter. Because the kavin themselves is already obligated. So now you're left. They became chayv as a corporate entity, and now you're left with just a rova attached to each one. Rova ein bashir chala. A rova is not a measure chala. Pashutu. But here comes the punchline. The myrik shehifresh chala mikoidim. It's got to be a set aside chala from the larger dough. Otherwise, this whole locha makes no sense. Okay, and chimalei, because otherwise, still have the obligation. But in the first case, I feel he free, shame you set aside. Love Klumu. It was meaningless. Came shame his time, says that because it weren't mitzvah to begin with. Makor, it's a very convoluted way of putting it, but that's the way it goes. Makor, Diva Rosh, Vatura, and Shah. And the brackets he says that source is in Rosh Vatura, Gam Rosh Vatura, Tzorach, Lamar, Kamosh, Kosavna. There's an explanation in Rosh Vatura. In the first case, you took off challah in the case of the doughs, took a challah in the case of the flour, you did not take off the challah. I'm sorry, that's not what I meant to say. The case where your pot later on is the case where you took off the challah. Sorry, I messed up. Okay, so that's what he said before. That's my way to free of challah mikoidim. Not the doughs is the case where you didn't take off the challah because you couldn't take off the challah. And the flour is the case where you could take off the challah, and it had to take off the challah, therefore you did take off the challah. So it's not explicit in Ramah, these things, but the Aruch HaShulchan makes it clear, otherwise the halacha doesn't make any sense. Tetzvav, Shana Chalim HaMishra, Chalim Tuan Mishra, Chamesh Nizvayim Chalim, Kem HaChayim HaChalim, five quarters of Chalim, Chalim V'Hem U'Soyrim, Hem U'Soyrim, and their sourdough, V'Subam, and their bran umursanon, and their morson. I forgot the gene suvin morson. Yeah, suvin is bran and morson are husks. Chameches vayim chayovim. Five revayim are chayim. Nita musonim b'tochon. The husks are taken out because of toichon, and you put them back afterwards. Arelu p'torim. Then it remains potter because it's only when it was mixed initially. Ayin shum. Fresh shas o perik zayin Shabbos. More explains at the end of the seventh paragraph of Shabbos. I am vav shekein ani ochel pito me'isa blusa. A poor person eats his dough mixed up with all the impurities. Even though an usher only eats his bread when the bran and husks are removed, ani ochel, the poor person eats it. Once it's taken out, it's not normal to put it back. It's as if you put in the dirt. But it's not included in the reckoning. They put it like during World War II, and they put sawdust in the bread, not be included. But that subin hanu subin adak. Subin is the thin bran, and mursin huav, it's the thick husks. It's really the same thing basically, but the it's a question of how thick it is and how thin and thick it is. Tetzayin, the Chorim Hashem Milosh HaMishnah, the Dafka Mursung Shita, because of Tochei Mitzvah. And only the husk, when you move it, doesn't join up below, assuming not the bran. Okay, if that's not the case, Lemakhtani Nita Mursan Mitzvah, because of the bottle. Why say, then Mursan is taken out and put it back as bottle. They say, Subin. Match the bran. Yadar, no, Mursan, because of Chorim. If a bran which is moved to put out back doesn't join up to the shear, certainly Mursan. Hagamash Lashon Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, seen something by Yosef, so Gimash Kosov Lashon HaMishnah, I had Shom. I've told us that Nita Subin and Musan and Chazat and Brother. The Torah did write both Subin and Subin and Morson. How much Rama so perk well, Mishuno. Language Rama is a little bit strange. Because of Kemach Shalo Rokto, flour which is not sifted. El Lush Shalo, you need it with its bran. However, Yeshua Kemach Omer, once you have the entire flour, the measure of Chala, Chayav Chala. I'm new to Mursim in a Kemach. He started with Subin, and now he changed the Mursan. And the Mursan is taken from the Kev's flour, and then he put it back to make up the measure of the flour, the dough. By putting back flour, it's not Chayim 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 Chayim. Pata b'Subin, b'Sirin b'Mursan. Starts with Subin, ends with Mursan. Shamas Fuleka Twitter, Koechad. It seems that he holds everything is the same. He's a Koshal Hashem Mishnah, but according to this language, Mishnah is difficult, but Tzarchim. Shun leaves it difficult. And what's the distinction between, if there's a distinction between bran and husks. Bracket says, Vulaya Mishnah Hachi Berusha. Bracket says, Pipshat Mishnah. Avshel Suvan Nishma Kemach, even though the bran remains in the flour, Kovkal nevertheless, Imhichsar Musan Emol, if you put back the husks, it doesn't work. Avlechish, not the Suvan, you took the bran, Vamursan, and the husks, Nisha, Suvan, you took the bran, Vamursan, Nisha, and the husks remain. Vichsar Suvan, and then you put the Suvan back, Mitzdarif. Okay. It's obvious if you put the musan back, but you also made the flour, added flour. Make the shir chala, it's chayev v'chei mashalosh Rambam v'duk. Okay. This portion would seem. You say, Kosvarash Rosh writes, Lichoira, and here it seems that the Ramishram Yidraim Yeshmodam Zuro Loba Kemach. Five questions measured in the grain, not in the flour. Vum Dom Isas Midbar Yafina, because none of the is the flour in the midbar. The dough in the midbar. Yafina Loba Shama Yumalakdim Omer, then they gathered an Omer as grain. Chachdom Yumalakdim as one grain. Chachdom Yumalakdim, and then they ground it in the mill. Mm-hmm. That women pile up flour for the shir chala. That the flour of volume, the goat chos means that they fulfilled it, overfilled it, more than necessary if it be grain. And because he said, assume because the volume of flour is larger than the volume of grain, so if you get the grain of 5/4, you need to have actually more flour. In other words, you need 5 revoyim of grain, which would be more than 5 revoyim of flour. So the tour wrote, you measure according to the grain, not according to the flour. Let's say you have to pile up the flour in the measure. Everybody checks the base. The Rosh himself says that's not the Messiah for a bay. This question already rashed to the Rashba. I guess it sounds like the Rosh asked the Rashba this question. I know they were precise contemporaries in that respect. Ve'eshiv Lo responded to him, "Nikein Yevshal Amud Al Shiro." You'll never know the precise measure. The Man Lemelam Kama Yom Man Misraba. How would we know how much the mon would increase when it was ground? Torah Rabbi Shir Omer. The Torah said the Shir of the Omer Vlo Shir Kemach Habami Chameshes Vayim Tvua, and not the Shir of flour which comes from 5 revoyim of grain. Therefore, we just have to go by flour at 5 revoyim. That's why the distinction between grain and flour is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch.